in our part of the world can also turn into one of the drawbacks depending upon the season. The high mountains and deep valleys are pretty to look at and explore, but the combination results in a topography that is not always conducive to air movement. So parts of our region don't see much air movement in the winter. Fog can settle in, and if there's smoke, that tends to hang around too, which is why several areas maintain wood-burning advisories, all in effect for the year as of November 1st. Jackson Bowers is the Jackson County Public Health Division Manager and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Jackson, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jeffrey.
Give us a little history here, if you would. The smoke apparently used to hang pretty thick in the wintertime in the greater Medford area, didn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Historically, Jackson County and our valleys, we were actually out of compliance with national ambient air quality standards. Basically, we were violating EPA standards. And over time, our air has gotten better. But, of course, during the winter months, as you mentioned, oftentimes we get temperature inversions, and it really traps the smoke at the ground level, causing problems.
So what really happens is that the warmer air is up above, the colder air settles down. It's sort of like a bit of a basin, a bowl, in other words, that the smoke and the fog stay in?
Yeah, that's correct. It's almost as if some cold air will settle on top of us and put a lid, if you will, over us. And most of the time, as you notice during when it's foggy, when it's cold, you can get in higher elevations and look over the valley, and you see that that fog layer just settling in the valley and not much air movement.
Well, it looks like a blanket of cotton over the valley.
Yeah, exactly.
So which pollutant is the issue, and has this changed over the decades since wood-burning advisories first got talked about in the 1980s?
Yes, yeah, so the pollutant of concern that we deal with in Jackson County is a particulate matter. And what that is that's a byproduct of combustion, basically a very small particle. When you hear people talking about it, you often hear the term a PM2.5 or PM10. What that means is basically just it's 2.5 micrometers or 10 micrometers in diameter. To put it in perspective, a human hair is about 70 micrometers in diameter. And the concern with this particular pollutant is that it can actually bypass your body's natural defense system, your cilia in your lungs, and get lodged down deep within your lungs. And that can cause a aggravation of lung disease, of asthma, emphysema, bronchitis, and could cause some chronic coughing, eye irritation. Some of the particles within wood smoke are also carcinogens.
Can you be in attainment for, it was PM10, I guess, when these first came into effect, the 10 micron particles. Now it's 2.5. Can you be in attainment for one and not the other?
In respect to the 2 point, we have there's a PM10 standard, and that standard would be less stringent than what we have our PM2.5 standard. I don't know if it's possible to be in violation. You could potentially be in violation of the 2.5 standard, but not the PM10 standard. And it kind of gets down in the weeds within those standards. What we really look for is trying to meet the more stringent standard, which is this PM2.5 standard, a more modern standard, which targets those smaller particles.
All right, but it sounds like the big issue with these small particles, the 2.5, is that they get into the lungs and they generally don't have a way out again?
That's correct.
All right. It can't be coughed out or anything, or suctioned out, or I don't know how medically active any medical authorities get with trying to remove them.
You know, in terms of the actual removal of them through coughing, I'm not sure if you could actually get rid of them by coughing in that, but generally it's considered that they do bypass your normal defense mechanisms and get lodged down within the lungs.
We're talking about the wood-burning advisory with Jackson Bowers. He is the Jackson County Public Health Division Manager. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about wood-burning advisories. 800-838-3760, anywhere you can hear us on the Jefferson Exchange. Our Rogue Valley local number is 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. So at some point, did the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, come in and say, you've got to get back in attainment. You've got to do something at the local level to make yourself within these guidelines.
Yeah, ultimately, in the late 80s and early 90s, Jackson County with the Department of Environmental Quality started working on a plan to get in attainment. When I say in attainment, basically to meet the air quality standards that they were in violation of, and I believe it was in 2006, it was determined that we were in compliance with those standards. And right now what we're trying to do is make sure we don't violate the standards. So we're maintaining it, if you will.
And I noticed that, so basically it's a color code system still in Jackson County. You have red days, green days, yellow days. What do those mean?
Yeah, that's correct. So what happens is each morning during the winter time, we'll take a look at the particulate matter data. And so basically look at how many particulates are in the air. You look at meteorological data in terms of what the weather forecast is, the ability of the air maybe to clean itself, look at our ventilation index, and then come up with a forecast. A green day means it's okay to burn in wood stoves. A yellow or red day means that you should only burn a wood stove if it's a certified wood stove and with no visible smoke coming out of the chimney. And yellow and red days, the restrictions are the same. Yellow just means it would be less severe than a red day in terms of the potential particulate pollution.
All right. So from what you just said, it sounds like there are two areas you're looking at, is the existing particulate pollution and the capacity of the weather system to clear it out of the air. So is it possible you could have not much in the air now, but the conditions would exist for accumulation of particulates?
That's correct. This commonly happens when the National Weather Service will declare an air stagnation event. And we've seen from observing in the past that when we have an air stagnation event, basically what that means is there's going to be a long-term inversion, usually over several days, and you'll see the pollution slowly build on the valley floor, because what happens is there's really not any weather system to come and blow that smoke out, if you will. So during an air stagnation event, it'll actually just start accumulating.
All right, but then the wood burning advisory doesn't necessarily follow along with whatever the air quality index for that day is?
That's correct.
Okay. So for example, today is a yellow day, I see, in the greater Medford area. I'm looking at the Jackson County website. Burning is allowed only on certified wood stoves, no visible smoke emitted from your chimney. And I'm putting you on the spot here, I know, but
sure.
Have you checked the AQI for the day?
I have not looked at the AQI lately. I did look at the actual registered of the last 24 hours in the particulate matter, and I think it was around, 31 micrograms per cubic meter. I did not look at the AQI.
Okay. And what does that mean, 31 micrograms per cubic meter? Is that moderate or good?
Yeah, what that means is it's actually the health standard is set at 35 micrograms per cubic meter. So it means that over the last 24 hours, we're really approaching that unhealthy standard, and that would put us potentially in violation of the air quality, national ambient air quality standard.
What has been the trend then, Jackson Bowers, since the time that wood burning advisories came into effect in Jackson County? I mean, there's obviously been a parallel effort to get some of the older stoves out and replace those with certified stoves, switch people to other heat sources, weatherize houses. I mean, I watched this unfold for the last two decades plus. So obviously there's less capacity, it seems like, to burn wood than there was before. But what's the overall level of attention? Has the area just gotten better over those two decades?
Yeah, over the last two decades, the area has gotten better. If you were to look at a chart, for instance, that would show, you'd see in the late 80s, early 90s, we had real high levels of pollution, and the trend line is gradually going down. It's leveled off a bit lately, but you're right in terms of wood stoves, where there's actually a state law now to where if someone sells their house and they have an old uncertified wood stove, then they would remove that wood stove. And over time, as people get newer wood stoves, they're a lot more efficient, and that's really helped with the problem.
We have a couple minutes left to talk to Jackson Bowers at Jackson County Public Health. He's the division manager about wood burning advisories. You can join us on the exchange, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, jx@jeffnet.org. Malcolm in Grants Pass, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Hi.
I'm really kind of curious if this agency or any other local agencies have any control over the smoke levels that have been so horrible this year. I don't know how it's been in Medford, but up here, I live north of Grants Pass, and we've had worse smoke most days this fall until this rain came than we had during those wildfires last summer. And I've talked to the Forest Service and the BLM, and they're apparently doing a lot of wildfire suppression or fire suppression burns. And from what I gather, this could be the rest of our lives that they're doing this, because this is their new way of keeping busy instead of doing logging debris, because they haven't had enough logging. But they have tools that they could use instead of fire, which the best one is called a slash buster. And I have not been able to convince them to start doing that because they seem to like to burn stuff. I just wonder if you guys have any control over them.
All right, good question, Malcolm. Appreciate that. So is there coordination then between agricultural or forestry burns and the residential wood burning program?
In terms of the residential wood burning program, there's not a coordination, if you will. There is a smoke management committee that's statewide in terms of where locals and Department of Environmental Quality can speak with Bureau of Land Management, Forest Service folks. But in terms of prescribed burning, that's something that's not tied with the residential wood stove burning. They do, however, have meteorologists where they'll try to do forecasting and try to ensure that the smoke from a prescribed burn doesn't get into a sensitive airshed, for instance, like in Jackson County in our valley, the air quality maintenance area.
So here again, it's a case of checking out the meteorological conditions and trying to make some predictions on whether the smoke is going to go up and away or not.
That's correct.
All right, got it. So the area in which the wood burning advisory in Jackson County, and I guess in any other place for that matter, is in effect is an air quality maintenance area, or AQMA?
Yes.
And does that generally follow topographic contours and like elevations below which you're more likely to get collection of pollutants?
It generally follows the valley floor as a whole and encompasses most of the population in Jackson County. And that was an area that was designated long ago. I'm not familiar with the exact the nuances of how that was designated, but it's the same boundary as when you hear of Department of Environmental Quality's vehicle inspection program for those that live in Jackson County, it's the same boundary as that.
All right. So if you live within that AQMA, you also have to do inspection and maintenance on your car.
Correct.
Right. Been through that a few times. Is the line drawn sharply enough that, for example, you could be on opposite sides of a street and this house is in the AQMA and the other one isn't?
Yes, it actually is. And if people wanted to know if they are in the air quality maintenance area or not, there's actually a tool online. You could, if people have access to the internet, if you went to www.jacksoncounty.org, excuse me, an extra W in there, jacksoncounty.org/AQMA, it'll bring up a web page, and on that there'll be some links where you could go in and you can type in an address, and it'll tell you if you're in or out of the air quality maintenance area. If you don't have internet access, you could call our program at 774-8207, and someone will actually be able to look it up for you to see if you're in the air quality maintenance area or not.
All right, so 541-774-8207. And I'm just looking at the page you mentioned, which you get there by going to jacksoncounty.org/AQMA.
Yes.
All right. In the time since the wood burning advisories came into effect, and again, we're talking 2 decades plus in most cases, were there other additional restrictions on outdoor burning, barrel burning, things like that as well?
Yeah, we currently have restrictions on outdoor, what we call open and barrel burning. So November through February, because that's the time where we have the temperature inversions that we're subject to get this smoke buildup in the valley, the requirement is there's no open burning allowed within that air quality maintenance area November through February. And again, that's to reduce the amount of smoke that's getting in the air and possibly going to get trapped on the valley floor.
I was a little surprised, actually, to see that the wood burning advisor is already in yellow. It seems a little early in the season. December, it has always seemed like the real sock it in kind of month for the Rogue Valley. Does it surprise you that it's already in yellow?
Not really. It's like any weather phenomenon. I'm never surprised by it. Sometimes it really ebbs and flows. You're not sure what you're going to get. But you are correct that historically, oftentimes that December can be a pretty bad month. But this year we ended up having some pretty good ventilation in October. Of course, we had early rains come in and that ended fire season early. But I guess ultimately nothing surprises me within weather.
And Jackson Bowers, the issue of opacity, and what does that mean? We're talking about visible smoke and opacity or transparency standards for smoke. Why is that so important?
Yeah, so opacity is just that's a fancy word for how if you can see how much you could see through the smoke. So if you were looking, let's say, a smoke coming out of the chimney, and you were trying to see, let's say, a tree behind that smoke, opacity refers to how much that tree is obscured by the smoke. So for instance, if you had 0% opacity, that means that you would be able to see the tree 100%. No obstruction. If you had zero opacity, you would not be able to see the tree. And so what the opacity is trying to get to, it's really just trying to encourage people to have less smoke coming out of their chimney. It's just the formal way of measuring it, if you will.
Back in the day when the ordinances were first discussed in Jackson County, there was certainly a lot of public hearings, for one thing, and a lot of response from those, from people who were concerned about the so-called smoke cops coming around and checking out their chimneys. What is the actual enforcement structure that exists within just in Jackson County, outside of the cities?
Yeah, so on a yellow or red day, we do have an air quality coordinator that may go around and take a look and see what's happening in terms of visible wood smoke coming out. Our program, we try to base it on education and information about the program first before we go to any enforcement.
All right. I know we did have another call who didn't stay on the line, but same question as Malcolm about slash burn. It sounds like, I know we get a lot of calls about slash burn when we talk about smoke, and I imagine you get a bunch of those as well.
Yeah, we do get calls regarding slash burning, particularly on days where, for instance, during this time of year where people in the air quality maintenance area can't conduct open or barrel burning, and sometimes they'll see a prescribed burn up on a hill. And so we do get calls about that. And those agencies, they are exempt from Jackson County's ordinance, but they do have meteorologists that they have a program that they follow to try to keep the smoke out of the valley.
All right, we'll have to make sure we get the folks from the smoke management team on the air sometime soon to talk about what they do, because clearly they'll have a few questions. Jackson Bowers from Jackson County Public Health, a division manager, thanks so much for joining us today to talk about wood burning advisories.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Good to have you. That'll do it for this hour of the Exchange. Hour number two, we'll talk to the director of the film GMO OMG.